Good morning. My name is Peter Racine, president of the Jaguars Foundation. On behalf of the Jacksonville Jaguars, we offer our condolences to those affected by the tragedy at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. While nothing we do can take away the tragic impact and the suffering caused by this terrible incident, we, like the rest of the nation, feel compelled to respond to this senseless act of violence in support of our friends and neighbors in Central Florida. For that reason, the Jaguars Foundation is encouraging our fans to donate money to support the One Orlando Fund via the Jaguars Jacks for Orlando initiative. Over the next week, the Jaguars Foundation will be collecting donations from our fans online through jaguars.com/jacksfororlando. Or simply go to jaguars.com for the link. Fans can donate any amount of money. Fans who donate a minimum of $25 will have the option to receive a custom Orlando United cap as a thank you gift. The collection period will end on Friday, June 24th, with net proceeds being donated by the Jaguars Foundation to the City of Orlando's One Orlando Fund. The Jaguars Foundation will also make a donation at the conclusion of the initiative next Friday. We are thankful for all of our players, our fans, our cheerleaders, our staff, our coaches. We have head coach Gus Bradley here today, and we are a family here as the Jaguars organization. And we understand somewhat, some little bit of what other people are suffering. And it is out of that response and our empathy and compassion that we reach out today. I also like to recognize Dan Tapper with Vivid Images, who is the company that's partnering with us to produce and get the hats delivered to the donors that would like one. I'd like to thank our great fan base in advance of their support. We do this in memory and in honor of those who lost their lives, those who survived and are healing, the first responders in Central Florida, and the entire community of family and friends who are grieving. We are united with you. Our quarterback, Blake Bortles, has a special relationship with Central Florida as it is his home. And I would like to ask Blake to say a few words. Blake?
Good afternoon. Like Peter said, this is something that that hits very close to home, being from Orlando and living there really for 22 years of my life, and you know, not just being 2 hours away, and all of my family is still there. It's unbelievable what happened. It's tragic. I can't even imagine what the families of these victims and their friends are going through, as well as the first responders that have been a part of this, trying to help people, trying to figure things out, trying to clean things up, and you know, do all their due diligence. So behalf of the Blake Bortles Foundation, we'd like to start off by giving to the One Orlando Fund $10,000. And you know, we know that's not near a sufficient amount of money. That there's going to need to be a lot more in order to help these people out. But this is something that we want to do and kind of lend our support. You know, as close as it is to me and my family and everybody I know that is still in Orlando, we'd like to do that and kind of kick this thing off. Thank you.
After the press conference is over, the link will be on jaguars.com, and you can go to that link, and it'll say Jacks for Orlando, and you can make the contribution at that time if you'd like. Mayor Curry has, of course, already reached out to Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer on behalf of the citizens of Jacksonville. Mayor, would you please share your thoughts with us?
Well, good morning, and thank you for inviting me here this morning. I want to applaud the Jaguars, the Jaguar Foundation, and Blake Bortles for doing this. I think it speaks volumes to our care for the people of Orlando, the families, and the first responders. I have a family in Orlando that was touched by this, that are experiencing this, the emotions, the fear that's happening. And yesterday I had the opportunity, I spoke with the mother and father of a young man from Jacksonville that perished in the terrorist attack. And to even say the words Orlando terrorist attack is it's unimaginable. A place of synonymous magic, wonder, and fun. And now I'm talking to parents that will forever have this in their memory and their mind. It's pretty difficult. What do you say? What do you say to parents that are going through this, that have been through this? So I said, is there anything I can do, anything we can do, our city can do? And I said, I offer you this. I wish I had more right now, but I commit to you that I will pray for you daily. And they were both on the phone, and they said back, please keep the prayers. You have no idea. We believe in it. You have no idea how much that means to us as a family. And I think that speaks to the importance of the personal touch when people are experiencing pain and fear and loss. To that end, today, we, the city of Jacksonville, with the people of Jacksonville, are announcing an effort called Dear Orlando. It's a postcard campaign that will allow Jacksonville citizens to share their thoughts and words of support for members of the Orlando community. They look like this. They can be found at the libraries all across the city of Jacksonville. You can go in and you can write a note to Orlando. The campaign will run through July 30th, the International Day of Friendship, and we will deliver these postcards. The postcard reads at the top, Dear Orlando, you are a city long celebrated for magic, wonder, and fun. With the love, support, and sentiments of millions around the world, you will smile again. One Jacksonville for one Orlando. And in closing, I wrote my postcard last night when I was sitting in my family room by myself. My wife's traveling. She was out of town. The kids were asleep, and I had a moment to reflect. In my moments of silence when I'm alone, I'm thinking of you. I'm thinking of all of you, victims, families, friends, first responders, leaders. Orlando, I send my love. Thank you.